We've been very excited over the last couple of days about the build-up to, first of all, the decision by Baleka Mbete that the vote would be secret, and then the debate yesterday, and then the counting, and then what was for me and for some of you a disappointing result for Jacob Zuma supporters. It was a wonderful result, and the analysis thereafter. And this is the way news flow works in South Africa. We kind of, oh yes, SAA, that's still a big story. So SAA's financial woes are still a very, very huge story, and they were largely illuminated. Well, a spotlight was thrown on at least the upper layers of SAA's financial problems in Parliament on Friday. And one of the things Malusi Gigaba said, we also had members of the executive there, but Malusi Gigaba, one of the things that he said that I want to focus on now was that there is a need to revisit what South African Airways pilots get paid. That's an area where cost saving could be done. We need to rationalize the incentive scheme of our pilots. And the still chair of SAA, Dudu Mieni, has also previously had a pop at the salaries that SAA pilots get. She said that while pilots constitute only 12% of the total workforce for SAA in South Africa, they account for more than 40% of the airline's salary bill. Guy Leach of SA Flyer magazine on the line to us now. Do South African pilots get remunerated over and above what their international counterparts get, Guy?
No, John, nice to be with you. The reality is, in fact, exactly the opposite. And SAA management would probably be well advised to leave pilot remuneration alone, at least for now. There's a huge pilot shortage building. The airlines around the world are growing at a phenomenal speed. Figures from Airbus and Boeing indicate a looming pilot shortage of 56,000 pilots. And that is why the big growth industry in South Africa right now is training pilots from India and from China particularly. Indeed, Chinese airlines are now offering what are called direct entry captains as much as three times what they earn here. Sanpet Airlines, Emirates in particular, is offering salaries in the region of twice what South African Airways pilots earn, and that is much more tax effective as well. So, in fact, South African pilots, or rather SAA pilots, are relatively poorly remunerated compared to worldwide standards.
But there are also the add-ons, which I have heard executives and people like Malusi Gigaba complaining about, the first class flights and so on, the add-ons beyond what appears in your bank account as a deposit at the end of the month.
Yeah, I think that is a fair point. Certainly, I think it creates a lot of ill feeling amongst the rest of the airline that the SAA pilots have, through SAPA, their union, managed to negotiate pretty good contracts for these benefits. There are, in some cases, obviously good reasons for that. And from that point of view, I think Gigaba could well revisit those agreements. But my view on that is that it would be a poor decision to do so. There are much more pressing areas where the airline can save money than in attacking pilot salaries, which would be largely dysfunctional. As I said, what they at this stage don't want to do is start losing pilots. The Seabury consultants who are currently consulting to the airline are not proposing a reduction on routes or aircraft or fleets, and therefore they're going to need all the pilots. The moment they start threatening some of the other little benefits that pilots get, they're going to see an increasing flight of pilots to Emirates and to the Far Eastern airlines. So I think that there would be, and that they will be extremely difficult to replace skilled pilots. And I think the last thing the airline needs now is talk that flying standards have slipped because they are promoting pilots too fast up the ranks.
I was fascinated to hear you say that there is this growth industry in South Africa training Indian and Chinese pilots.
Very much so. There's major Chinese aviation company, AVIC, has got three flight schools operating in South Africa, in George and Oudtshoorn and in Beaufort West, would you believe, training Chinese pilots. And indeed, a lot of the other flight schools are training Indian pilots. So, it's become a key factor because South Africa has good weather, it's an English-speaking country, and it's got internationally recognized training standards. It's a clear indication that we're facing a pilot shortage coming up.
You said there are better ways to save money. Now, I don't know if it is true, but it is firmly implanted in the general collective mind that SAA has more employees per aircraft than any other airline in the world. But
John, I need to stop you there. That's, in fact, not true.
Yeah.
There was a malicious piece of misinformation put out about 5 years ago to that effect. But it was based on a SAA workforce of 15,000. In fact, it has never been that large. The highest as it's ever been is around now at 11,000. So it varies between about 9,000 and 11,000. If you use a typical figure of 10,500, SAA is not that badly overstaffed, particularly considering the difficulties it has in routes, as it is what we'd call an end-of-the-line carrier. In other words, it doesn't have a natural hub in Johannesburg. It means pilots and crew end up all over the world trying to catch flights and so on. So it's not particularly overstaffed. Although there is definite room to save on administration staff, that could probably be got down, as I said, probably knock 1,000, 2,000 headcount out of there.
Where would be the best way to save money, practically speaking? I mean, in terms of what is practically and politically possible, how could SAA save money so that it doesn't need the 13 billion rand of extra funding, which the minister talked about?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's one that I think that goes straight to the heart of Mr. Vuyani Jarama's appointment as somebody without aviation experience to turn an airline around. And I think that actually it's relatively easy for him. What he's got to do is simply have the fortitude, the guts to tackle the corruption that is endemic in the organization. There was an Ernst & Young report, I believe, fairly recently, which indicated that there's in the region of nearly 5 billion rands worth of unauthorized or expenditure. And if that was addressed, that would immediately put the airline back onto a profitable footing. And then there are a couple of easy fixes, the classic low-hanging fruit. There are routes that the airline just should not be flying anymore. It's flying them for political purposes. The airline is flying, routes in Africa from Accra to Abidjan and back to Accra with huge four-engined A340s, which often have just 20 people on them. Now, these are loss-making routes, but are undertaken for political prestige purposes.
Guy Leach, thank you very much indeed. Sorry to cut you, Guy, but we are moving on. But that was a very interesting conversation. Appreciate it. Editor of SA Flyer magazine.